And he'd moan in the morning, most weird sound. And then we had another dove, just a dove, you know, you'd hear him cooing around.
Talking about owls, have you ever heard of a little one with a real high-pitched voice?
That's a screech owl, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. I don't suppose you find those around here?
No.
Mm-mm. What about this bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker. Mm-hmm. Yes, we had those too. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them, but I've heard them. You can hear them distinctly.
Right.
Pecking at the wood.
Right.
And they'll eventually, you know, gnaw out a little piece of wood.
Yes, ma'am. Do people around here ever call them by any other name that you know of?
No, but I'm sure there is another name.
What about, well, have you ever heard of people just turning it around and calling it pepperwood?
No.
Haven't heard that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And this animal that has black fur and a white stripe down its back, it smells bad.
Polecat.
Right. You had a bad experience with one?
No, I haven't, but they had a song out on the radio. What was it? He ran over a polecat in the middle of the road. Every car went by there. Had the smell of it.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
That's it. And I have a young man friend. I've known him for quite some time. And he was a fine looking boy. You're such a nicer looking boy. And he has a multiple cirrhosis.
Mm.
And every time he'd get me on the phone, he put that thing about dead skunk in the middle of the road. I said, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kill you. He just ought to tell me anything.
I imagine that could get old after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, talking about animals, you know, this little animal that you see around ponds a lot, it makes this croaking noise.
It's a frog. There's a bullfrog and a frog. What they call him?
You thinking about the one that stays on land around your garden?
Mm-hmm.
They say it'll give you warts.
Oh yes, if you catch one of them, they say they would. I'm going to be that near them. I got some artificial ones here I'll give you, but uh-huh. No. There's a spring frog, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's a bullfrog. And you know, when it first moved out here, a terrible rain came up, and it rained for 2 or 3 days. And we have a basement. And my mother said one night, it was just my uncle and she and I, she says, what is that? We all listened, you know. She said, you reckon somebody could have fallen in the cellar? I said, I never heard anything like that. Oh. We went down, and my uncle went first, and we had steps from the kitchen down into the basement, and he went down first very briefly with the rain, and I went down second with something else, and my mother stood on top step, and still, we couldn't tell whether that thing was in the basement or where he was. So the next day, the lady on the corner came over to see Mother, and she said, Miss Crichton, did you hear that noise last night? Miss Crichton said, what? She said, didn't you hear that? Sounded like somebody snoring. And she just hollered,